This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Imagine a place where the myths of ancient Greece blend seamlessly with the soulful beats of jazz and folk music. That's exactly what you'll experience in the electrifying musical sensation Hadestown, currently dazzling audiences at Melbourne's Her Majesty's Theatre. Joining us are two of the stars who bring this epic tale to life. Noah Mullins, who portrays the passionate and idealistic Orpheus, and Adrian Tamburini, embodying the darkly charismatic lord of the underworld, Hades. Noah and Adrian, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you very much.
Adrian, could you tell us a little bit about Hadestown?
Ooh, Hadestown. Okay. It's a mashup between two Greek myths. So the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice and the myth of Hades and Persephone. And imagine if those two couples kind of met each other in the depths of the underworld. And it's essentially just the wild ride of what happens when they get together. The show is also led by... narrated by the god Hermes, played perfectly by Christine Arnoux.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fantastic show. I can't wait to go and actually go see it. Noah, Orpheus is an iconic figure. He's a dreamer, an idealist. How did you approach bringing this timeless character to life?
There's been so many different versions of Orpheus, so I feel like I didn't have a lot of pressure to try and do a version that already existed. It felt like it was very much, they allowed me to kind of do whatever I wanted. So for me, it was nice to kind of be a non-binary person stepping into this role and kind of having the freedom to play with where he kind of fits in his kind of gender spectrum. He uses he, him pronouns, and that, you know, that's part of the thing. But It's nice to kind of play a bit more of an effeminate version of this character who I think is typically quite masculine. So that was really fun for me. And I'm also neurodiverse, and so it's been fun to kind of add those little elements into the character as well. So it's very free, this show. We can kind of do whatever we want. So that's been my experience.
Oh, what sounds like a great director you have then, as far as giving that freedom.
Oh, the best. The direction on this show has been amazing. They kind of they tell us the lore. They tell us what the beats that we need to hit and the story that we need to kind of land with the audience. But when it comes to like the little interactions in the show, they say, stand here and stand here. And then I ask how, and they say, figure it out. But here's the lore that you need to build on top of that performance.
Yeah, great.
The fluidity in between those hits, and as a person who's come from an opera background where everything is so prescriptive and you need to do exactly what's on the page and exactly what the director wants, to come into a musical for the first time, a commercial musical for the first time, and then just to be given hits, and then you just work out in between those bits has been amazing for me, a little bit mind-blowing, but still really, really interesting and the ability to bring our own personalities and our own individuality to our roles.
Yeah. And you were saying just before we had this interview that, Adrian, you were saying that this production has actually been in other parts of Australia. So the cast has been together for quite a while. Is that right? Or is this...
So we brought this to Sydney. On Valentine's Day this year.
Yeah.
So we did 11 weeks, nearly 12 weeks in Sydney. And that's when we all came together for that first rehearsal period in January. So with the exception of one new addition just this week, actually, we are exactly the same cast that have been on this, the premier Australian cast that have been on this production.
Yeah, and how has the cast sort of gelled together over that time? Because I get the sense now that you're old hats at this, almost being on air, not on air, on stage, I should say. We're on air right now. And as far as the gelling of together and also the fact that Melbourne is getting like the polished product, or I'd say.
Exactly. Do you want to speak to that, Noah?
I mean, the cast is so beautiful. It's when you're in a show that's so... it's so poignant about its themes of love and acceptance and empathy. It's... you kind of have to get a cast that echo that same energy. Mm. So we kind of all stepped into the room and it was like family straight away. It felt like everybody is so beautiful and so lovely. And we all work really, really hard to try and make sure that we get this story across. So we all have a very similar work ethic. And it's just nice to be in a room with just pros and beautiful, beautiful people.
Yeah, and I guess like when you get, I'm guessing theatre, my guess is that because you get to work with a variety of talented artists, that you also have that opportunity to learn from them and like modify your performances and get even better. So you get to watch people. Yeah.
Totally. Oh yeah. Yeah. I feel privileged that I get to do a lot of my scenes in Act Two, which are my really heavy, heavy, intense ones.
Yeah.
Across with Adrian, because he kind of holds me accountable in those scenes sometimes. I think we both do. Totally. But I feel like there's one scene in particular that we both love, which is Epic 3. Mm-hmm. It's one of my main songs. And I just have to stare him right in the face. And I got to make sure that if I can get a tear out of him, then my job is done. But he also pushes tears out of me in the same song. And it's such a beautiful exchange that rarely happens on stage, and there's this beautiful palpable energy that he throws me every day, and it makes my job 10 times easier.
It sounds like you're really like in that character, like in that mode, you're just embodying this person.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
You can't not be. I think in this show specifically, or particularly, it's through composed. So the band that's on stage doesn't stop playing for the entire show. And I'm going to include Noah in that. Noah is surgically attached to their guitar through the entire show. And so because the band kind of carries the tide in the music, it's really difficult on stage to snap out of the scene. So once you're in the scene and to support what Noah just said, once you're in the scene and they're singing at me, I can't not snap out of it. And I have to actually really check myself to make sure I don't get carried away and tell a completely different story that is not the story of Hades and Orpheus.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's quite easy to really let go in those really strong moments.
Yeah. Well, I can actually see you now getting quite emotional just even talking about that. Right.
We just love it so much. It's fun though, because what I love about that scene is he's not allowed to cry, but I do everything I can to make it happen.
That sounds really cruel as a cast member, making you cry when you're not supposed to.
Look, it's good. It's a good exercise in edging. Let's put it that way.
Adrian, I'm going to ask a little bit about your character, if that's okay. Thanks. So the dynamic between Hades and Persephone, hope I pronounced that right, adds great depth to the story. Uh-huh. How did you and your co-star build this relationship and build authenticity to your onstage chemistry?
Mm. Well, I'm going to tell one story first.
Yeah.
And it was that... It was the first time we ever met. It was in the audition process, and the producers wanted us to do some chemistry testing. So essentially, each of the actors got in the room together and sang together so the producers could see us working. And Alanoa Rocabaro, extraordinary performer and amazing human, I met her for the first time, and we started singing the duet, the Hades Persephone duet. And the moment that she opened her mouth, my whole body just shook with electricity. And in my head, I thought, if this girl doesn't get the role, then there is no justice in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So I am blessed to be able to share this with her. She and I think, just instantly built a rapport from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to work at it, really, especially being colleagues, working on a show, 8 shows a week. Like every good relationship, you've just got to really work on being together and building a rapport so that the love and respect we have for each other really translates to the audiences who have never met us before, and most of them have never seen us perform before. So
there you go. We've actually got a text message in from Little Jace. Epic 3. Epic 3. Always makes me cry.
Yeah.
Hades Town was, or is, an amazing show.
Oh, thank you, Little Jace.
Now, we're chatting with Noah Mullins and Adrian Tamburini, stars of the hit musical Hades Town, now playing at Her Majesty's Theatre. Now, we have a special Joy Drive treat.
Mm-hmm.
Noah's going to perform a stripped-back acoustic version of Epic 2 from the show.
That's right.
Self-accompanied by guitar.
That's right.
Okay.
I just changed it just now. I'm going to be playing Epic 1.
Oh, Epic 1.
But basically the same thing. No, you're not missing out on anything much.
Well, I'm going to hand it over to you. Take it away.
Shall we? King of shadows, king of shades, Hades was king of the underworld, but he fell in love with a beautiful lady who walked up above in her mother's green field. He fell in love with Persephone, who was gathering flowers in the light of the sun. And he took her home to become his queen, where the sun never shone on anyone. The lady loved him and the kingdom they shared, but without her above, not one flower would grow. So King Hades agreed that for half of each year she would stay with him there in his world down below. But the other half, she could walk in the sun, and the sun in turn burnt twice as bright, which is where the seasons come from, and with them the cycle of the seed and the sickle, and the lives of the people and the birds in their flight. Singing la 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 la.
Wow. That was absolutely stunning. Thank you so much, Noah.
You can see why I cry, right?
Oh, my gosh. That was so moving. I
stopped breathing.
That's exactly... Oh, just being in the studio, I've got to compose myself now.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Oh, that was an incredible performance of Epic 1. Epic 1.
Yep.
Well, thank you both for coming into Joy Drive this afternoon. It's been an honour and a privilege being able to join you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Catch the magic of Hadestown at Melbourne's Her Majesty's Theatre at hadestown.com.au, where you can get your tickets.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.